You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So the question that is brought, how come it doesn't say ki tetzeu la minchama? It says in singular, right. So how come it doesn't say ki tetzeu la minchama al oyevecha? I'm sorry? Well, we're trying to find out the beginning first.
No, because it's not
going to
happen to everybody if you keep falling in love with
them. No. Just the war. The other part, that's something else. No, it could, but the point here is, you should say, like when you go to the war, it's just kitetze la minchama, in singular. So from here they like to learn, success in war and defeating the enemies is contingency that if you have unity or not, as one. So when it says, kitetzei la minchama, la kitetzeu. So that means we are so united, and we have such a achdut, like right now, Baruch Hashem, we have such a shalom among us, that we are able to defeat enemy. So that's why it says ki tetzeh. And also here, when Tatav Shah is warning us that when you go to the war, v'nishmartem mikol davar ra. He says you have to be very cautious, don't do any evil thing, very terrible thing. So they ask, what does it mean? V'nishmartem mikol davar ra. What does davar ra means? See, your success is based on that you are careful about davar ra. Negative. What's a negative?
The scene that you do.
What scene? Any special scenes or any scene?
Any scene.
Any scene. Chazak. So here they explain that actually Tatan is warning us when he says Davar Ra, wants to warn us about Lashon Hara. Right. So he says Davar Ra, so that means in referring to Lashon Hara. Gemara brings a very unbelievable, surprising matter. At the time of the Avraham Shalom, they had such a difficulty to defeat the enemy. David HaMelech, but at the time of Ahav, Harasha, that was idol worshiper, they were able to defeat the enemy. So the Gemara says, you know why? Because at the time of the Avraham Shalom, there was a virus. Not like this, even much worse virus. It's called Lashon Hara. At the time of Shalom, people, they had an illness that they could not hold themselves to not slander about other people. But Ahav, at the time that made Am Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah, they had such a unity. They never said Lashon Hara one another. So Gemara says, even at the time of the Tzaddik king, they had such a difficulty to defeat the enemy. Why? Because this matter, v'nishmartem midavar ra, was not observed. They were saying Lashon Hara. But at the time of Ahav Arasha, because they were careful, even on the worship of Avodah Zarah, but they defeated the enemy. So here we see, worshiping Avodah Zarah is not as bad as saying Lashon Hara. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's true.
It's true? You agree?
Yeah.
That's like a baruch.
Because Lashon Hara, the virus never ended.
No, it's not because of that.
Yeah.
No, it's not because of that. But the matter here is that we see that lack of unity and saying negative speak about another Yehudi, it brings such a disaster. So the Gemara says a very interesting point. The Gemara says that in the task that Yehudi has, lefum tzara agra. That means the more difficult it is, you get greater reward. Like they say, the harder it is to get up in the morning, so then your reward will be greater. Like the more, the less, the more texts and calls you get, and you come, so that means your reward is greater. Or the harder it is to arrange the minyan, so the reward is greater. The form tzara, according to tzar, agra. So then you want to say, there's another message here. Because fum means peh in Arabic. Peh. Lefum tzara, agra. That means according to your mouth, you go through the trouble or you get reward. The way you open your mouth and you make sound, according to that, either you receive reward or you get in trouble. Lefum, according to your mouth, you get reward or, chas v'shalom, you get in trouble. So that means, every movement that your lips make, no matter what it is, even it could be just sound, not a word, just a sound, then you can put yourself in trouble or you receive reward. That's something. Not according to your tefillin, not according to your Shabbat, according to your kashrut, lefumum, according to your mouth, tzara or agra.
You mean by physical reward, like parnasah?
Anything. Yes, anything. It's all depends on how you express yourself, how you speak about the people. Yeah. It all depends how you use your sound system. And that's why here the message here is that ki tetzel amirchama al oyevecha denishmata mikol davar ra, that's Lashon Hara. And Zohar Kadosh says ra actually is a code for resh and ayin. Resh and ayin represents ratzon atzmi. That's what the ra is. So HaKadosh says, you know, why you put other people down? Why you so negative of other people? Because it's all selfishness. Ra, ratzon atzmi. You only want to please yourself. And that's why you don't care. People are disrespected, they're put down. Why? Because you want to satisfy yourself. That's all you have in mind. And that's why lefum, according to your mouth, tsa'ar or ojr, agra. Now if you really, 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 really would be aware of this matter, would you open your mouth to say something negative about somebody else? Huh? Would you?
No.
You wouldn't. But here the fact of the matter here is, that's what, unfortunately, you don't realize that how many rewards you lose out. And how many pains you gain. And here, that's the point here is, if you really, really, really want to know how you're using your mouth, look at your status, monitor it. What are you doing? Where are you at? So if you're in a trouble and you have problems, that means your mouth is not working the way it should be. Right? Like, let's say you start your car and it makes a noise. Right? So what does that mean? What does it mean?
You need oil.
You need oil, radiator, you need, you know, you have to put water in it, or the alternator belt or whatever, you know, it needs to be changed. So that's how it is. If you see you're going through the pain and you have troubles, you have to align your mouth. Very simple. You're saying things that you're not supposed to say. When you fix it, all the problems goes away. And it doesn't matter. You do it in a Morse way. You know what Morse means? In a Morse way. Morse code, you know, in the good old days, it doesn't matter. People say, oh, I only said one word. From Chazaka Baruch to Tzaddik. Or you make a Meqilah, or make a sentence, it doesn't matter. As long as it's a negative, it could be, that's good enough. You done it. And that's what the whole point here is. Your mouth, when is negative, problems, Chasav Shalom, will shower. But if you learn, you know, why should I say a negative thing? Why should I put myself in pain? Fix it. Especially now. It's only 2 weeks left. That's it.
Is this applied to Goyim?
Well, Goyim, not really, but it's a good practice that, you know, even about the Goyim, you know, if there is no need, you know, don't say a negative thing. No.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.